Your dad obviously was very supportive. I mean, he started this little league team.
And we would lose. It was just the beginning of baseball for a lot of the kids, and we would lose. Dad would always say, "That's okay, we'll get them tomorrow. Let's go have a cheeseburger." Then at the end of the year, with all our playing and practice and tin can and everything else, we played a team that was undefeated, and we beat them. They were over there crying, and I looked at my dad, and I said, "What's wrong with them?" And he said, "They haven't learned to lose yet, son. Let's go get a cheeseburger." Mm-hmm. And so I learned to lose, I learned to win, and I played to win, and that was the way baseball was to me. When I got to be 9 years old, I was advanced to play with 11- and 12-year-olds. Then when I was 12, I played with 13- and 14-year-olds. Then when I was 14, I played American Legion baseball with the 17- to 18-year-olds, really.
And with those boys, you were batting a pretty good average, .355 your first year, .400 the second year.
I have no idea.
Well, that's a fact.
Yeah, they had three catchers. I had to play at Anadarko, which is the county seat of Caddo County. They had three catchers, so I didn't get to catch much. I did catch one game after one catcher quit. The second catcher broke his collarbone. The third catcher had three pass balls in an inning, and they put me in. And I hit a home run in that game that beat Bobby Mercer's American Legion team. And then the other catcher came back. Well, at 14 years old, you get 17- and 18-year-olds. Then I played a lot of first base, a lot of third base, until all the catchers graduated. And I wound up pitching, playing first base. Then I got to catch my last year in 1965.
And as a pitcher, you were throwing the ball 85 miles per hour, a sharp breaking curveball, good control, and your pitching record was 84 wins and 3 losses.
I tell everybody 75. I never really added it up, but yeah, I tell everybody I didn't lose my first game until I was 16, and that was in extra innings in a 9-inning game with a pass ball, and unfortunately it was in the regional finals. We wanted to win the state championship, and unfortunately it didn't happen that year.
As strong a pitcher you were, your father could have promoted that, but he felt being a catcher would be the best for you.
Well, everybody knew I was a catcher. I was just thought of as a catcher. One state tournament, I pitched the finals of the invitational, finals of the county, the finals of the district, finals of the bi-district, finals of the regional, finals of the state. We won the state championship, but that year I hit .633, so I think they may have wanted to fall back on pitching. When I pitched, I even took infield as a catcher so the scouts could see me.
To make your throwing arm stronger, I believe your dad moved second base twice the normal distance from home plate?
No, but he would stand about 200 feet behind, and we would play catch, and he would want me to throw it on a line. Like anything, the arm is a muscle. You develop it. I was born with the hands. I've had lots of strength from working in the fields. My second year, I mean, I never tried it until my second year in pro ball, but I could stand at home plate and throw it over the left field wall.
Wow. Did others try to challenge you on that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody wanted to see how far they could throw. When you're blessed with the DNA, as you say, you just feel capable of doing almost anything. And I never thought it was such a big deal. I mean, a lot of the scouts did. The Cubs really wanted me. And Billy Kepps, the scout for the Chicago Cubs, loved me. He brought his head of scouting down to watch me, and I'd just come off of the class trip, a senior trip. I hadn't played in like 10 or 12 days, and I went 1-for-4. He said, "Please stay over. We've got a game tomorrow night." And he said, "No, I got to go check these other guys." So the next night I went 4-for-4 with 2 home runs and 2 doubles. Billy, he'd wanted to draft me in the first round, but they thought, no, nobody will know him. I mean, it's the first draft they ever had in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no, we don't have to waste a draft pick on him. When a lot of the scouts and some of the directors were at some kind of baseball meeting, they were just chatting, having a few cocktails, and started talking. "Hey, what about this guy? What about this guy?" And they said, "What do you think about this kid Bench?" And Jim McLaughlin, who was the minor league director, said, "Oh, we're not that high on him," and walked out of the room, and people said, "Who the hell is Bench?" So they sent Tony Robello in from Texas and Bob Thurman in from Kansas. They saw me play 2 games. I think I got 2 hits. But they loved the way I threw. That's how I became a Cincinnati Red, drafted in the second round. Actually, I was drafted twice. I was drafted John Bench out of Binger, and I was drafted as Johnny Lee Bench out of Anadarko. So I became a Red, and at 17 years of age, I was ready to negotiate my big bonus.
So Chicago was going to draft you, but didn't think they needed to move that fast, and the Reds beat them to the punch. Is that true?
Yeah, that's the way it was.
People
say, well, what would have happened had you become a Cub? And He had a great catcher in Randy Hundley, and I said, well, I know one thing, they would have won a World Series by now. So I guess that's a little dig on their part, but it was Billy Kepps that really was so disappointed. He used to visit me when he was around. He was such a great man. Unfortunately, Billy's passed away, but I felt so bad for him that he had found me. I mean, he loved me, and I didn't become a Cub.